Hello, I'm conductor Michael Francis and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Centre for the Arts.
Hola, mi nombre es Sabrina, tengo 15 años y estás escuchando Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Gracias, Sabrina. Buenos días, kids commuters. Good morning. Welcome to day 3 of Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. By the way, we would love to have you introduce our show, like Sabrina just did, in any language you like. Send it to us in a voice memo and an email to kidscommute@interlochen.org. That's our email address. Now, we are finding mystery musical treasures this week in the form of the Dies Irae, that secret mystery tune that shows up all over the place. And today we're going to hear some music from somebody who is kind of one of the first ever rock stars. There were a couple of musicians in this period that matched this bill. One of them was the superstar violinist Niccolo Paganini. The other was today's composer, Franz Liszt. So what do I mean by rock star? Well, both of these fellas played music to sold-out auditoriums filled with screaming fans. There were stories of people hired to give out smelling salts at Liszt's concerts because he was so handsome and he was so exciting that the ladies were apparently passing out in the aisles. Now, Liszt was known for being just unbelievably handsome, and he had such a distinctive nose that he played his piano sideways so all his fans could see his gorgeous profile. Liszt and Paganini did another thing that a lot of today's rock stars do. They were kind of, for lack of a better word, goth or emo. They would give off a really creepy vibe on purpose. Paganini rode around in a black carriage with black horses and wore black all the time, and Liszt was obsessed with death. And I mean obsessed. One biographer says he liked doing things like visiting hospitals and dungeons to check out dying people. And he wrote pieces like The Black Gondola, which is a carriage used for funerals. Another piece called Thoughts of Death. And the piece we'll hear today, The Dance of Death. This one has our Dies Irae in it. So again, for reference, here's our Dies Irae.
Dies Irae, Dies Irae, sol vece dum in favilla.
And you will hear it in this Liszt piece right off the bat. This is performed by pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet with Charles Dutoit conducting the Montreal Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
our spooky Dies Irae hiding in the Totentanz, the Dance of Death, by 19th century rock star Franz Liszt. Jean-Yves Thibaudet was our pianist with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra conducted by Charles Dutoit. And you can see how that kind of music inspired today's composers of film scores. Didn't that sound like it could be in a scary movie? Well, they all learned that from composers like Franz Liszt and Hector Berlioz. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear a Dies Irae that's a little mixed up, but in a good way. All right, kids commuters, Quizlet time. All week we're asking you this question, we're dropping you some hints, and if you get it right, we'll give you a shout out on the air, send you a prize pack, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50, that is 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. All right, here is the question. What animal's main defense mechanism is to play dead? We have another hint for you. They are nocturnal omnivores, which means they're awake at night and they eat both plants and animals. They do not hibernate in the winter, but they are much less active. What kind of animal is this? Do you know? Send us the answer in a text message. Don't forget your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you don't know, don't stress. We'll have one more hint for you tomorrow. We have some more Quizlet aces to congratulate this week. Landon and Braden in Traverse City and Lyndon in Frankfurt. Good job. And we've had lots of right answers for the Quizlet this week. Send yours to 231-237-7482. What animal's main defense mechanism is to play dead? Well, that's all for Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a wonderfully spooky day.
In Rockin' Public Radio.